Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Thursday, October 6. Coming up, breakaway forces single-lane traffic on Constant Spring Road. Health Ministry issues gastro alert and schools urged to desist from procuring uniforms. The details after this message.
If you're granted legal aid for a matter in court, the private lawyer assigned must take instructions at the earliest convenience regarding the offence. Inquire about your physical well-being. Represent you vigorously and fearlessly. Ensure full disclosure by the prosecution. Apply for bail. Engage in the necessary research and preparation to advance your case. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. A section of Constant Spring Road in the vicinity of the Marketplace complex in Kingston has been reduced to single-lane traffic due to a breakaway of the road surface this morning. The police are advising motorists to use alternate routes at this time. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the National Works Agency, NWA, Stephen Shaw, says two holes have developed in the northern and southern carriageways. He says the NWA has blocked off the area while it further examines the extent of the damage.
We really want to get this situation remedied as quickly as possible. Well, the police, they are here, and the temporary measure that has been taken is that we have cordoned off three of the five lanes, and we are now looking to see how it is that we are going to be approaching the work going forward.
The Ministry of Health is urging members of the public to be on the lookout for signs of gastroenteritis in light of the increase in rainfall associated with the passage of Hurricane Matthew. Parents of young children are urged to monitor them closely for signs of the illness. Gastroenteritis is a condition that causes irritation and inflammation of the stomach and intestines. Symptoms include diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, and belly pain. Affected persons may also experience headaches, fever, and abdominal cramps. Symptoms tend to occur within 1 to 2 days after infection from the virus that causes gastroenteritis and may last up to 10 days. However, most episodes typically last for 1 to 3 days. Medication should not be used to stop the diarrhea or vomiting. Instead, oral rehydration fluid should be used to replace lost bodily fluids and prevent dehydration. Vomiting should stop within 2 days. Continue to give lots of fluids to prevent dehydration. Gastroenteritis can cause death, especially in young children less than 5 years old. If at any time you think your child is not improving, you should take him or her to the nearest emergency room. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reed, is advising school administrators to discontinue the practice of procuring uniforms for students. He cites the recent case of an institution that ran into problems when a uniform supplier failed to deliver on time. Senator Reed, who was addressing a principal's conference at the Kendall Campbell Conference Center in Manchester recently, urged school administrators to desist from including payment for items such as epaulets as part of the registration package.
You can't put the epaulet on the voucher and say if you don't pay everything, you can't get the epaulet. And if you don't pay, then you can't come to school, I can't register you. You know that's illegal.
The education minister says schools should encourage parents to pay for items called consumables separately, adding that the ministry will shortly circulate a bulletin to clearly set out the policy. And the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, is urging more micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, to take advantage of its research development initiative. This in light of recent findings from the 2015 Global Competitiveness Report, indicating that Jamaica scored poorly in the area of incorporating business activities and planning with research. Head of Research and Project Management at the JBDC, Lisa Taylor-Stone, says the MSME Research Development Initiative is geared towards strengthening the capacity of small businesses to grow their operations through analysis of the impact of their products on the marketplace.
When their capacities are strengthened in this regard, they'll be able to find out who their competitors are, one, what are the products and services being offered, where are the gaps, because innovation really begins with understanding the gaps and being responsive in terms of developing products and services that will narrow or close those particular gaps.
Mrs. Taylor Stone was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.